Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rolling on with our special edition of Sports Talk from Louisiana Line Cam that's brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Gearing up for LSU baseball, taking on UCLA tonight, a 6 o'clock first pitch. Pre-game coverage coming up on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app at 5:30. But we've been talking about plenty of football today, Mikey D, and happy to join us now, the head coach of Nicholls football, Tommy Ryback. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Tommy, great to see you again, and man, year one, right here, right around the corner, right?
Yeah, it's getting close.
You're
getting
real yeah. close to it. So, but to have this here, and really for a lot of young men that, you know, I think it really helps almost in a subliminal way, because not everybody's going to go to LSU or an SEC school or say Tulane, and they get a look at the school sort of free. You know, they pay here to come work with Coach Jenkins and the crew, but they get to take a first look at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Yeah, just such a great opportunity to have so many high school kids on campus, to be able to see our facilities, to see the entire campus, to meet a lot of the people that are here at Nicholls, and really see, you know, how special this place is and how it may be a fit for them, either athletically, but also even to go to school here and earn a degree and all that in the future.
Yeah, I think it's a super situation. One of the things is we talk about it a lot. We're just talking to Coach Rebo about this, that, you know, man, you know, what Chase 4K did here, but Sully Lesh and that group, and you were heavily involved with the recruiting part and all coaching it at Nicholls at that time. But this is still a game where you win up front. Offensive, defensive line. And for you, those are probably the hardest positions to get, because if you're a big man, somebody else is trying to grab you.
Yeah, everybody's looking for them. You know, I think that's why this camp has so much value, because it teaches you fundamentals and techniques that may be able to help you overcome a size disadvantage or something like that. And that's why these kids come to this camp, to be able to learn skills that are going to help them be more effective in the fall for their high school teams and help them have a better season. And then hopefully a lot of guys learn some skills that we're able to recruit them because they're doing well for their high school teams.
One of the things, too, is everything, you know, to have this indoor, say it's an indoor, it's open indoor, I guess, yeah, is the best way to put it, to have that here. Really great advantage for you that we know it gets hot It gets rainy.
Yeah.
And so, hey, you don't have to worry about all that. You can come right underneath here. I gave Rebo all kind of stuff. I said, is it air conditioned? He's like, you don't need to have it air conditioned.
No, and man, take that last practice. It was 82 degrees with a breeze.
What?
You know, it was awesome. So, no, this facility is a game changer for us. Our guys use it year round. They're in here all the time to be able to get extra work in, and then also for our off season activities. So, man, it really has changed changed our day to day life here, and it's great.
We see the cheerleaders using it also too for their workouts here. For this camp, and then Manning comes around, and then you have the Pro Football Combine, which you guys are heavily involved with. Also, that one-day camp Dr. David Elias has. To have that all three of these camps here is just fantastic for the area.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you get so many local players, but then also people who wouldn't necessarily see Nichols otherwise between those three camps. And so it's great exposure for us. And then it's also, you know, all the people that come through here. You just had Coach Jenkins on, all the different coaches who come through here and work the camp, all the people that help put the Manning camp on are just, you know, it's awesome to get to know them and then also build those relationships.
One of the things, too, is, you know, with the season coming about, there's always change. It happens in college football. So tell everybody what cut you got. Taken under center, and what you got along the offensive and defensive lines. I think that's critical for your football team.
Yeah, we hit the ground running in January to put the team together, and it was finishing out that first recruiting class. But as you know, college football is different. You can add players throughout the year, so we were able to get a couple transfers in here in January and also our high school class, and then continue to develop through the spring with a lot of players that were already here, and then add a few more this May. So we got a good group of quarterbacks that are working, and then also on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I feel really good about us identifying that as an area where we needed to improve and getting new players in, and then also how hard those guys have been working over the last few months to help grow, you know, that area of the team.
And also depth, because those guys are going to get hurt more than, say, a wide receiver or a linebacker will.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's tough to play on the line of scrimmage. Coach Pete talks about it. It's like playing on I-10. You know, you're right there in the middle, and the closer you are to the ball, the more dangerous it is, and the more opportunity there is for injury. So it's great to have depth and have a good group of guys, not just starters, but also those depth pieces too.
Tell everybody teams you starting off the season.
Yeah, open up right away. Conference rival Incarnate Word, Week 0. We're going to be one of the very first college football games of the season. On national
week zero?
Week 0, August 23rd, national television right here in Guidry Stadium. So it's going to be an awesome environment and a great opportunity for our team and against a really good football team who won our conference a year ago.
All I know is a couple years ago they had a cat at Incarnate Word. Turned out to be a pretty good player. First overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, how about
Cam Ward.
Yeah, you know, and that was in the COVID year where you had to play people twice in our conference. So somehow we played him twice that year, and then we also played Cole Kelly twice that year. So you talk about some good quarterbacks in this league, and it's been that way.
Man, to see that, here was a guy who was a zero recruit. No stars, no nothing, and ends up being the first overall pick in the draft. And I think he's got a chance, Tommy, to be a star player in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's got everything that you would be looking for.
Don't let him scramble to his right. I can tell you from experience.
No, I was going
to
say,
you should know that, man. Those guys better stay in coverage down the field because he can really make some things happen. He's a special player, and it'll be exciting to see somebody that we're familiar with, you know, get that opportunity in the NFL. I think that's really cool.
And then after Incarnate Word.
Okay, then we go to Troy, and then so that'll be a road game for us in Troy, Alabama, and then we'll come back home and play West Georgia in front of our home crowd. So that's a start.
Okay, when you got named head coach, I get a text, and I had to look at it twice, and it was from Coach John Summerall.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, I went to high school with Ryback and the whole family. But he said, man, get on him. His sister was the toughest Ryback of the bunch, and she still is today. She was in the service.
Yeah, no, incredible. So John and I grew up probably 2 miles apart in Huntsville, Alabama. But, yeah, my sister is special. She went to Georgia Tech. She joined ROTC, became a commissioned officer. was airborne, went to Sears School, ran triathlons. You know, she is really special, really tough. Man, there's not many like her out there. So
that is really something. But to have two coaches in the state of Louisiana, same hometown.
Yeah, how about that?
That is really, really remarkable. Anybody you say, hey, keep an eye out on this player for 2025?
Yeah, man, we got a,
or a couple guys.
Yeah, great group of really hardworking guys. I've been impressed with how this team is coming together. Hayden Shaheen is a familiar name for people who have known Nichols football.
Yeah.
He's going to be, I would say, a six-year starter. You know, he got injured a year or two and had to miss some games, and so he got those extra years back with COVID. So he's one to watch out for, a leader on the defensive side of the ball. Also, Ty Marsh is returning, was a big-time playmaker for us on defense and special teams. And then we got a lot of new faces that'll show up and on both sides of the ball that'll be exciting to see play.
Okay, who's coaching your special teams?
Webb Hamilton.
Okay.
Webb is coming to us.
I told Rebo, you better stop coaching special teams, because at one time he was coaching. I said, man, they messing up this special teams. It's your fault. He's like, come on, Mike, you're giving me a hard time for this.
Yeah. No, a huge phase of the game, man. The ball changes, 40-yard play every time special teams is out there. So it's critical that we got good fundamentals, good scheme, and good players on those units. So I'm excited about that.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Wishing you the best of luck. I know you'll do a great job here at Nichols State.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I
appreciate it.
Yep.
Coach Tommy Rybak, the head football coach at Nichols State, entering year one for the Colonels.
But yeah, I think 11 overall here, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. He got his master's. Yeah.
Our special edition of Sports Talk rolls on here from Louisiana Line Camp. It's brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Taking a break. We'll be back with even more. Keep it locked right on here on WWL. Be back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, indeed, our special edition of Sports Talk rolling on here from the Louisiana Lawn Camp, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Now joining the program with me and Mike Dettillier, Coach Amal Scott, thank you so much for the time tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Coach, tell everybody kind of how you got here. It wasn't like it was a 10-minute ride in the car, right?
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So I have players that have come from all across New England, from Maine and New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. And basically, we get all the families together, and we try to pair the players together so they can all fly together, because many of the parents aren't able to come down and make the trip. So they empowered me with the opportunity to bring these boys down and get them some work.
So you part of the Elite 12, they call it?
That's correct. So my company is V12 Elite, and we do everything from player training development. We do NIL contracting. We do camps, clinics, and exposure like this. And basically, we do everything to help these young men from basically age 8 all the way through till they get to hopefully the NFL.
Kind of tell us a little bit about your connection with Pete Jenkins here.
Oh, man, Pete Jenkins is just the originator. He's the godfather. I'm just blessed to have an opportunity to learn every year from him. And, you know, this year I was fortunate enough to be able to coach in one of his drills. And so it's just been an unbelievable opportunity. You know, the players all get a great opportunity to learn and grow here, but many of the coaches get an opportunity to learn, and I'm fortunate to be one of them.
One of the things is, we talk about it all the time. I watch so much film of linemen. A lot of times they can't move their arms and their feet simultaneously. It's almost like they can do one, mm-hmm. but they can't do the other. Mm-hmm. And that's a real skill, to be able to do both. That's when you have really mastered the ability to play up front.
That's right. That's right. And so we spend a lot of time in this camp working on agility. And so many of these players will come in, as you say, maybe a little stiff or a little tight. And so we take a good chunk of every period of every practice. We work on loosening up their muscle groups, make sure they can move left to right, make sure they can move front to back, and just basically increase their athletic ability through the agility circuits.
But some people have almost a natural skill set to learn how to not bend at the waist, bend at the knees, and the leverage part of the game. Because I've watched them, some of them, no training, but they know how to do it. And others, it's got to be rep before they can get it.
No, you're 100% correct. And I think what you see sometimes is that, you know, there are some players that have come in that are already really well coached.
Yeah.
You know, many of our guys that we see out here, especially in this camp this year, you know, they're coached by guys like Benny Logan. You know, so, you know, he's an unbelievable NFL player, had a great career. And so, you know, those guys are going to come in with some natural skill that they've learned. And then they come to this camp and they fine-tune it and they tweak it and they make it a little bit sharper, a little bit better, a little bit faster.
When you show somebody film of an offensive defensive lineman, who would you pick out? I want those guys to watch how they do it.
Well, it really depends on what you're looking for. You know, now we've really got the game broken down into such granular space, right? There's interior linemen, there's edge guys, so it really depends on what you're looking for. But, you know, I would say that there's so many great coaches out here and so many great players over the years, it's hard to pick any one to say, like, this is the guy you want to watch. You know, the obvious guys you see now, like Aaron Donald, just recently retired, right? But, you know, a lot of the film we watch are the guys that have been doing it year in and year out, you know, the guys that have been consistent over time. We've got great film on them, and they're actually the examples of the drills that we teach these guys.
Coach, one of the things is not to profile a player. If he's not a certain height, weight, wingspan, people made a big thing about Will Campbell and, maybe his arms aren't as long as it should be. You look at Aaron Donald, okay? He isn't your typical defensive interior player by any stretch of the imagination, but he got it to work for him. And I think it's almost like learning. Some people, you can teach them a certain way, but they learn at a certain temperament themselves. Mm-hmm. And so if you scouting, a lot of times I think the hardest thing to get away from is – not to profile a player. He's not that size, wingspan, that sort of thing. But he still gets it done out on the field.
That's correct. And, you know, I think you're describing a lot of the guys from my area, from my region. You know, New England goes very under-recruited. You know, we're just now really starting to get a lot of buzz. We've had several players over the last couple of years go to Power Four schools, and so we're starting to get a little bit more attention. But, you know, traditionally we had a lot of guys that were a little undersized. Guys have great heart, great skill, but they fly under the radar because they're not 6'7", 6'8", right. 380, 390 pounds. And so, you know, that's what these camps are all about. And, you know, as I continue to get these guys out here on the circuit and around the country, you know, a lot of the coaches have come to me and said, you know, we've never heard of some of these players before, but man, this kid's got some skills. And so now some of my guys are finding their way onto recruiting boards, and that's a big reason why I do this.
We had Mark Schlereff on with us last Thursday. Mark played double-digit seasons in the NFL. Now he's on television on Fox, and he was like, you know, I'd always like to watch a guy that played my position. And then I turned on the film of Randall McDaniel, mm-hmm. and it was his stance. And he was like, how the hell can he play that good with that technique? But he said it worked for him. Mm-hmm. He said, I could never have done that, but had somebody tried to break him out of that, you know, you'd have been making a mistake. And every coach said, man, listen, if McDaniel can beat this guy like that, I ain't teaching him anything different.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's interesting. You're always going to have that freak, right? You're always going to have a Jason Peters of the world, right? I'm fortunate enough this year to be able to coach with Hank Thomas. You know, Hank Thomas was the original freak, right? Guy played 14 years. And I told a lot of my guys after the meeting last night, because, you know, they read all of his stats. I said, the stat that you really need to know is the guy played 14 years, only missed 7 games. Okay, that's the stat. You know, he's got the 93 sacks and the 1,000 tackles, and he'll probably make the Hall of Fame this year. But the fact that he had that durability, that longevity, and he could do it year in and year out, you know, but I think the idea is that we want to teach the technique in a standard operating fashion, right? We want the guys to learn it the right way. But if you're that freak of nature and you can just do things that other guys can't do, it's like that in every industry, right? There's that one genius that makes the
one guy.
SAT, right?
Always one. Henry last year, I was doing an interview with him, and I introduced him that when he retired from pro football, he held the record for the most quarterback sacks by a nose guard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he looked at me, he's like, how many times I got to correct you on this, Mike? I still am the leader.
That's right.
In quarterback
right.
sacks as a nose guard. When you look at Henry, okay, he's 6'1". Mm-hmm. He was maybe 285 pounds. Luke Augusta went to school with him at LSU. But, okay, he's not what you would think a nose guard would look like in today's game. But he beat you with leverage, quickness. And, man, for his size, he was strong.
Well, and let me just tell you, you know, I've been working with him all week, and it's unbelievable to see how a man his age, I watched that man
yesterday. I can move.
Hit the sled 100 times. He hit the sled 100 times in the camp yesterday. I was waiting for him to talk. I've been working out all year for this camp. I was waiting for him to say, Coach, you want to take a crack at it? He gave me one crack at it. The guy hit the sled 100 times. So he's that freak of nature that even as a, I'll just say an older gentleman, right, past his retirement from the NFL, still doing it. And if you could have heard that sled cracking yesterday, I'm still having that sound ringing in my head, and I'm mad it wasn't me.
I think this was 2 years ago. You know, Pete has that little white setup where, you know, you got to pass under it, but
That's
you don't
right.
want to hit your head.
Right.
We had a kid here that was 6'7" and a half. Mm-hmm. Okay, man, he puts the helmet and cleats on and everything, and boy, you know, Brandon Daly was running the drills. Mm-hmm. So Brandon Brewer whistled, tweet, 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 boy, he gets in there. Come on, kid, run through it. Boy, your first thing you heard is clang! He hit his helmet on top of the deal. He was like, hold up. You do know you got to get low.
That's right.
You can't do it. Well, put it to you this way. He hit it the first time. He never hit it again.
That's right. That's right.
Into that. But playing low leverage is such a big part of playing, I don't care, offensive or defensive line, it's a big part of the game.
That's right, and we spend a lot of time working on guys getting their pad level down,
yes.
working on their flexibility. That's also a huge part of it. It's not just about the skills and techniques, but some of these guys need to learn their bodies. You know,
yes.
as young linemen, some of these guys, I've seen some kids here, 350, 400 pounds. I myself brought a 400-pound guy down here.
A 400-pound kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Kashada's Petway is 6'7", 409 pounds. Oh, and that young man can move left to right. And if he gets his hands on you, you're going to have a long day. So, you know, the part of it is these guys got to learn their bodies. They got to learn how to move in space. They got to learn how to handle themselves. And then they got to learn how to eat smart as well, have good nutrition, how to stretch and recover. This is all a huge part of what this camp does and what they teach these kids.
Coach, I was talking to Coach Jenkins about this. I talked to Kevin Mawai Saturday about it. He's like, Mike, you've never been more right. The kids today, even from 5 years, bigger, more athletic, stronger. And he says, and Mawai was, you know, I played against some big guys, strong guys, fast guys. Take a look at these 15, 16-year-old young men and how big they are at that age. And so we've seen that the kind of growth spurt of doesn't tell you how good of a player they are, but you're seeing bigger, faster, stronger athletes.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And in fact, you know, I stand tall at 6'4¾", and I'm a solid 299 pounds before breakfast. And I'm really...
Yeah, I was fixing to say, I bet that babe hits three every once in a while, right?
You know, I'm like, I'm now the barometer for, so like, you know, you see a photograph of me with a kid, I'll sell to the coaches, you know, I'll say, here's a picture of a kid, and the coaches know me, they say, well, he must be a really big guy, because I know you, Scott, you're a big dude, so if he look, he's head and shoulders taller than you, that means he's a giant. So, yeah, these kids nowadays, I'm not sure what's going on in the chicken or the milk or the water, but it is definitely happening, and, you know, and I love to see it. I really do. I think it's showing what is the natural progression of the kids, and the game is also changing around them, right? The game is getting faster.
And the bigger and stronger.
Yeah, 100%.
People don't get it. Oh, I played high school football 45 years ago. My thing is, what when you played high school football, you didn't play up against guys like this. You might have played against one guy like
that,
but you didn't play against multiple guys that look like that. Last question for you, Coach. Maybe the biggest influence in your coaching career?
Wow. That's a tough one. You know, I really don't have any one person that I would point out. I try to get a little bit of something from everybody, that I meet.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, for me, I always consider myself a forever learner. And so whenever I go somewhere, wherever I meet somebody, I'll ask 100 questions. I'll take a bunch of notes. I try to find something, especially in places like this. You know, when you... All of these Hall of Famers, all these talented football players, these talented coaches. You know, we got at least 12 or 15 guys from the NFL down here coaching. You know, I'm ear hustling conversations. I'm trying to get a little pearl out of everybody. You know, I think that I kind of consider myself sort of the hodgepodge of all. And I've played for some great coaches, you know. So I just think that, you know, everybody that I've interacted with, whether they were coaches or players, you know, I try to get a little something from them because that's what makes me better.
Have your players – now, we have not got extreme humidity. It's been fairly good here, but – have they gotten used to the heat and humidity of Louisiana?
Oh, that's
or do you hear the bitching about it?
Oh, well, so first of all, none of them will ever complain to me about anything, right?
Okay, I get you.
They're all trying to tough it out. But I've heard the reports from the trainer's tent that, you know, guys have been in that ice bucket, okay? I know at least two of my guys have overheated since we've been here. I got one guy caught a little, tweaked his quad a little bit. So, you know, I told them before we left New England, I said, listen, guys, you know, hydrate as best you can and stretch, but there's nothing to take that I can do to prepare you for this. You got it. It's part of this experience, you know, not just the work and the effort, but it's the mental toughness of getting out here and doing it for hours and hours and hours and hours. And looking at these guys that are down here, some of them aren't even sweating.
No, it's cool. It was like, no, when did the cold front pass?
Yeah, cold front. I got sweat running down my back. These guys are talking about it's cool. I saw a guy in a hooded sweatshirt the other night.
That's unbelievable. But I did see the same guy. Steve, thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it, man. You have a great voice. I think if you'd ever decide to get away from coaching, you got a career in radio for sure.
I appreciate it. Keep me in mind, guys.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Our special edition of Sports Talk from Louisiana Line Camp rolls on, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. We are counting down, getting ready for pregame coverage. LSU baseball versus UCLA, 5:30, 6 o'clock first pitch against the Bruins. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned here on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into our special edition of Sports Talk from Louisiana Line Camp, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Time now for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Guys, instead of college baseball, I'm going to hit MLB, where we got a big debut for the Dodgers tonight. Shohei Ohtani making his long-awaited return to the pitching mound. Will serve in an opener matchup against the San Diego Padres this evening. Ohtani, now 21 months removed from a second repair of his ulnar collateral ligament, expected to throw only one or two innings for the Dodgers. But I know fans, not just the Dodgers, but
what
around,
time that game
but around
tonight.
MLB, I'll be looking forward to that. That is a 9:10 first pitch this evening. I might still be up for that.
Well, I'll be up for that. Hopefully, LSU will have finished off UCLA by then.
I hope so, too. Yeah, some like besides the action out west with the Bruins, we got the Dodgers that we can focus on as well. Like I said, Ohtani making a return to a mound. Really unbelievable player, and interested to see how much stuff he can actually still have as from the pitching standpoint.
Also, too, is another game of the NBA championship tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, Charlie brought it up to us about the no-hitter, and Gage Wood pitched that. He only plunked one batter, and everything else, no-hitter. And it's the first no-hitter. Now, Charlie tells us it's three times it's happened, but it's the first no-hitter in the College World Series since 1960.
What?
I was born in 1960.
Wow.
That ain't yesterday. I'm fixing to be on Medicare. So that go to tell you how long it's been.
You know, you figured this Arkansas squad was someone, LSU bested them in that opening matchup, but was someone you were probably going to
see again.
Right, exactly.
But Gage Wood, man, congratulations. First, no hitter in a College World Series since 1960.
Mike, pretty good, Mike.
Real quick, that's building on that with Gage Wood, he threw a College World Series single game record 19 strikeouts in that victory over Murray State. 3-0 victory. And then, you know, he was asked after the game about the perfect game that he lost with one hit by pitch. And he said, quote, "I shouldn't have hit the guy. That's it. That's all I got to say." So it really was. And it was like a really close hit by pitch. It hit the hitter in the back foot. And it was just one single pitch away from a perfect game and what would have been the first perfect game in College World Series history. Guys, I'm staying with the College World Series. Coastal Carolina last night picked up their 25th straight victory when they took down Oregon State in the winner's bracket on the left side of the College World Series in a 6-2 victory, guys. And just what the run that Coastal's been going on has been unbelievable. They're now 55-11. They haven't lost a game by the time they play next in 8 weeks, guys. So Coastal, really, really scary team. They were always underseeded as the 13th seed in this whole thing. And now you're looking at them potentially being looking to book their ticket to the College World Series finals if they pick up one more win in Omaha, guys.
That is great. Some of the lineup situations for LSU-UCLA tonight. Derek Curiel is going to lead off. Jake Brown is back in right field. Jared Jones has been the Bears dropped back down in the order. He's in the fifth spot. And Tanner Reeves starts at third over Michael Braswell. So, Charlie, I'm going to ask you, did that surprise you that Tanner gets the nod over Braswell at third?
So a couple things about the lineup, guys. The whole thing with the right-handed pitcher, the starter for UCLA, is why you see a little bit of the changes with Curiel going back to the leadoff spot. He hits better against right-handed pitchers. I know he's been kind of getting hot against left-handed pitchers, but just by the numbers, he's better against right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers. Same thing with Jake Brown entering the lineup tonight. He's really good against righties. And then moving Jared Jones to the five spot is really interesting. Tanner Reeves, similar situation. He's not as good of a hitter against lefties, but he's good against righties. So Jay wants the extra bat in the lineup. This is a UCLA team that scores 8 runs per game. It makes sense to me, guys.
You want to bet the under that they don't score 8 tonight with Ianson on the mound?
I mean, with Ianson, he said he's got to follow up Kate Anderson's awesome performance against Arkansas. We'll see if he can do it.
The crazy thing with that, we talked about it earlier in the show, Charlie, was that here's a guy that grew up right outside of Los Angeles. He goes to all these UCLA baseball camps. And now, in one of the biggest games he's ever pitched, guess who he's up against?
UCLA. And you
it's amazing, isn't it?
We were talking with Todd Walker last week, guys.
Yes.
Saying, don't sleep on UCLA. Like, everyone was talking about Arkansas and LSU in that side of the bracket. He said UCLA's for real. They play great defense. They're right there with LSU as having a top 10 defense in the country. They score 8 runs per game, as I mentioned. And while they don't have the pitchers that really wow you like they have in the past, they can get it done on the mound, too. So it should be a fun game tonight.
Yeah, I think that they are built more this year for the bat, more than, say, the pitching.
Agreed.
Which we sort of got used to seeing UCLA. They were always really had great people that could pitch. I think most of those guys from California that can pitch now, they're all pitching in the SEC. But, man, they got some bats that can swing. So it'll be a real interesting matchup. You know, go up against Ianson, who's really been terrific, going up against a super hitting club in UCLA.
And hopefully no 5 strikeouts again for Bear Jones, man. That was a rough outing.
Come on, Bear. But he's, you know what? He's always going to be like that.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten to the point now of saying, yeah, he's an improved hitter, but he is always going to have those moments where he's so streaky where he'll get 5 hits at 7 at-bats and he'll strike out 5 straight times. That's just the way he's going to be.
Hopefully the Tiger team gets some inspiration, too. Saw Paul Skeens walk into the stadium. He'll be in attendance among other former Tigers like
Trey Morgan.
The first baseman, Trey Morgan.
Trey Morgan.
It'll come out eventually. Trey Morgan also in attendance.
Maybe we can sneak Skeens on the mound, maybe.
That's a wrap on our Bet365 triple option feature. We'll be back with even more sports talk from the Nicholls State University as we are at the Louisiana Line Camp, sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Be back right after this, folks. We're here at the Louisiana Line Camp, sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems. Folks, we're gearing up for LSU baseball. WWL is your home for the Tigers. Taking on UCLA Bruins tonight, 6 p.m. first pitch, pregame 6:30. Brought to you by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keeps Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. Wrapping up this hour, heading things to news right now. Be back right before pregame coverage for a little more sports talk. So stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.